Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Yeah, I'm sorry, pal, but this championship banquet is invitation only, and the club can only hold so many people. Yeah, I know you love the Eagles. There's a lot of you people out there. Maybe next year, huh?
Who's that?
Frank and Kathy Lee Gifford.
You said no to Frank Gifford?
It was just him, maybe, but she's going to want to sing. Hey, what's in the box?
The 1993 Screaming Eagle Championship t-shirts, hot off the press.
Oh, great, you got them in time.
I told the guy who I was did a rush job for me. What do you think?
Well, Luth, did you double-check the order form when you ordered?
I didn't use an order form, I just phoned it in. Why?
Uh-huh. What were you eating at the time?
I don't know. It's early in the morning, right after breakfast. Corned beef sandwich.
Yeah, well, then I know exactly who to blame for making us the Screaming Beagles.
Whoops.
Jeez, Luth, I give you one simple task to do, and this is what you come back with? Dog shirts?
I better check the hats. Oh, no.
Paid for 50 hats with stupid ears on them?
No, I got 100 more in the car. Jeez.
Yeah, come in.
Coach Fox?
Who are you?
Bert Wilkins, athletic director at Aberdeen College.
Wanna buy a shirt cheap?
No, thanks. It's very funny, though. Nice to meet you, Coach Van Dam.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I better get going. I'll take care of these things.
Yeah, well, just see that you do, Luther.
I apologize for barging in this way, Coach Fox, but there's something I really have to talk to you about, and I wanted to do it in person. May I sit down?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. Here's the problem. Aberdeen's football coach, Fred Hastings, passed away halfway through the season. Being a small private college, we don't have much of a budget, but we are hoping to hire somebody with a little national exposure and maybe improve our program. We're looking for someone with the maturity and the charisma and the leadership
Whoa. I'm going to have to stop you right there, Bert. I mean, I'm very flattered by the offer. I can understand why a lot of schools are courting me right now, but I'm going to have to tell you all the same thing. I am very, very, very happy here.
We're not interested in you.
Why not?
Well, that'd be a little unrealistic, wouldn't it? I mean, our program is much too small for you. No, we want Luther Van Dam.
Who sent you here?
Well, the alumni, the regents, the administration.
Man, well, you had me going there. You know, with that corny jacket and that stupid tie and that Maybelline College stuff.
It's Aberdeen College. These happen to be our school colors. And I can assure you we're quite serious about this. Coach Van Dam is the defensive coordinator of the national champions, and we're very interested in him becoming the head coach of the Aberdeen Jackals. I wanted to ask your permission before I approached Coach Van Dam, and I also wanted to ask you for a written recommendation.
You want me to recommend Luther to be the head coach of a football team?
Well, I know this is difficult for you, and I don't mean to push you or rush you, but you see, we have to make a decision very soon. We'd appreciate having your recommendation by the end of the week.
Luther? Luther Van Dam?
He's the one we want. Well, thanks for your time, Coach Fox, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
He's the one they want?
Luther?
I know he's a great assistant coach. That doesn't make him a great head coach. It doesn't even make him a head coach. I mean, how can I recommend him for a job I don't think he's right for?
Well, he certainly knows the game, right?
Yeah, but Christine, that's not enough. You know, a head coach has to be confident, has to be organized, decisive, determined. Stop me when I get to Luther.
Does loyalty count for anything?
Yeah, yeah. It makes him absolutely perfect for the job he's in right now. But organized? Come on, he keeps his playbook in a potato chip bag.
You really don't want to write this recommendation, do you?
Honey, I don't want him to go. Do you know how long it takes to develop a relationship with your key assistant coach? I'm never going to have that again.
Is that what this is about? You?
What else is it about?
Aren't we talking about what's best for Luther?
Honey, I don't know what's best for Luther. Is the best thing to recommend him for a job he's not right for? Is that what's best for him?
Hayden, is it really your place to decide what Luther is capable of? I mean, whether he succeeds or fails, shouldn't that be decided on by his actions? Besides, even if he is offered this job, after all of these years, do you really think Luther would want to leave you?
Well, I'll give him the recommendation, but I'm not going to lie.
Everything is going to be fine. I think that Luther knows his limitations. Except at the Sizzler.
I can't believe it cost $75 to rent a tuxedo.
I probably could have saved some money if I hadn't rented those ugly shoes.
These are mine.
They're nice.
What's the matter?
I just got a phone call from Bert Wilkins at Aberdeen College. They've offered Luther a head coaching position. Where the hell is Aberdeen College?
Oh, it's about an hour south here. It's a nice little school.
You've been there?
No, but I read the sign. It said Aberdeen College, a nice little school.
Can you believe this?
Yeah, well, I recommended him for it.
Without any concern for what would happen to us without him?
Hey, Howard, I didn't think it was my job to stand in Luther's way.
Well, it's certainly not your job to mess with something that works. How can you even think of breaking up a winning team? You three are like Peter, Paul, and Mary. You want to destroy that? Is that what you want, Hayden?
Which one's Mary?
Hayden, guess what?
Oh, hi, guys.
What?
Nothing.
Anything new, Luther?
No, I just wanted to talk to Hayden a minute in private. Would you guys mind?
Oh, sure, I'll just go upstairs and do something nice for my favorite assistant coach. In fact, you know the bees they've got on the back of chairs, the kind that taxicab drivers have? I'm going to get you some of those. In fact, why put new bees on an old chair? I'm going to get you a whole new chair. In fact, I'm going to order one right now. Love ya.
Thanks.
Love you.
See you later, Luth. I hope.
Okay.
Oh, not that I have any reason for worrying about seeing you later, or that I know anything, because I don't. I'm just looking forward to seeing you later.
Okay. Take it easy.
Love you.
Hayden, I've been offered the head coaching job at Aberdeen College. They want me.
That's great, Lou.
Can you believe it? After all these years, they want me for a head coach.
You're damn right I can believe it.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, I can't. That was really something.
So?
So?
So, I mean, what do you think I should do? I mean, do you think I'll take it? I mean, what would, like, if you were me, what would you do if you were me? What would you do?
Well, I'd feel pretty good about myself right now. I mean, I feel pretty darn good about the offer.
I do.
Might take a look, you know, what it would be like as a head coach out there on my own. And then I'd start thinking about how good it is here at Minnesota State and how comfortable I am here. And how my best friend Hayden Fox thinks that I'm the best damn defensive coordinator in the entire country. And I'd get on the phone and I tell them thank you very much, but Minnesota State is where I belong.
You know, that's exactly what I thought.
Oh, inspiration.
Love you. You don't think I could do it, do you?
What?
You don't think that I could do it, do you?
I didn't say that, Luther. You asked me what I thought you could do. I told you what I thought you should do.
You know, this isn't the first time I've ever thought about being a head coach, Hayden. It has entered my mind before. At my age, this offer could be my last chance. I mean, what if I told you that I felt like I'd been complacent and lazy and that I thought maybe I'd like to have a challenge for once in my life? What would you say if you were me then?
I'd say maybe, you know, take the job.
You throw away 28 years just like that?
You're saying I need you, Luther. Oh, I need you, Luther. You're full of crap, Hayden. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm going through something here.
Jeez, I tell you to leave, you go crazy. I tell you to stay, you go crazy. What the hell do you want me to say?
This is why I want an answer, Hayden. Do you think that I'd make a good head coach?
I wrote your recommendation.
Did you say in that recommendation, I think Luther Van Dam would make a good head coach?
I sent in the recommendation that you're hardworking, you were loyal, you were devoted, and you were punctual.
Okay. I got the idea. I get the picture now. I mean, it's clear. It's very clear. You want me to spend the rest of my life as your stooge, your lapdog, your toady.
Where the hell's this coming from?
From you. You're keeping me down, Hayden. I mean, you don't want anybody else to have the spotlight for 1 minute. Hayden, I'm going to give you one more chance. Do you think that I would make a good head coach? Thank you very much.
How could this have happened? How could Luther accept that job at Aberdeen? Howard, that's not important. What's important is I may have lost my best friend. The truth is, I felt I had to be honest with Luther. It was the only solution to this terrible position I was put in.
Why couldn't you lie to him?
I tried that first. Didn't work.
Well, maybe it's not too late. Maybe just call him up and explain it to him.
No, I tried calling him, and the minute he heard my voice, he hung up on me.
What about the banquet tomorrow night? Do you think he'll be there?
When I spoke to him, he said he was still coming. I know he wanted to see the players one last time.
Well, maybe my last chance.
What are you going
to
do?
We have got to get him to stay.
Luther needs to feel that you respect him. He needs to know that he's needed, that he's important to you.
I tried saying all that stuff, Christine. We are football coaches. It's not like we exactly exchange Valentines and sit around sharing.
Come on, Hayden. You've taken more showers with Luther than you have with me. You know him. You know what he needs to hear.
You're right. Howard. Is it too late to change the theme of the banquet tomorrow night? I mean, the last thing we need is Luther sitting around listening to another tribute to me and my coaching genius.
Well, okay. But what are we going to do with that 80-pound jello mold of your head?
People! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the 1993 National Championship Banquet. To say this season has been phenomenal is an understatement. And tonight, we would like to pay tribute to a man who threw it all has been a hero to all of us. A man whose keen eye and quick decisiveness has seen us through many a victory. I'm speaking, of course, of defensive coordinator Luther Van Dam! Yeah. But let's hear it from those who know him best. I'm going to hand off to assistant coach Michael Dubinsky. Take it away.
Thanks, Howie. Luth, this is your night. Come over here.
Get over here. Come on.
Come on, Luth. See you right here.
When I first came to Minnesota State 10 years ago, I couldn't even open my own locker. Well, today, I can. And it's all because of Luther Van Dam. Yeah, he said to me, Dauber, you gotta jiggle that lock a little bit. You gotta bang it to the right. You've always been there for me, Luth. I tell you what, I'm not alone. See if you recognize this voice.
When I transferred to Minnesota State 9 years ago and started playing linebacker, it was Coach Van Dam who spent countless hours with me, teaching me not only the ins and outs of football, but preparing me for life.
Joe Bowden.
Yes, Joe Bowden. Yeah.
I've been great.
Well, why don't you step on down, Joe? And how long has it been since you guys saw each other?
I'd have to say my graduation.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember right after the ceremony, he jumped in the dean's car and took off.
Is this the best we could do?
Well, I didn't have much time. And look, it's working.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming down. Thanks for loving it.
Can I catch you hang around for a little while?
Hey, now take a seat, Luther. Now take a seat, Luther. And let's meet someone else whose life you've touched.
The first time Mr. Van Dam came into my office, I knew he was a compassionate, caring, and loving soul.
Do you know who that is?
It sounds like Quincy's vet.
Ah, that's right! Come on out, Dr. Maltby!
Dr. Maltby!
I can't believe you're here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm proud to live in a community that has people like Mr. Van Dam in it. He loves his dog. He nurtures his dog. He cleans up after his dog. If there were more dog owners like him in the world, we could all walk the streets with our heads up. Thank you.
What a night! And finally, Luther, the man who planned out tonight's festivities, the man who might just be your biggest fan, listen.
I was just sitting next to you, and I think he ate my fruit cup.
I think we all know who that is.
It's kind of hard to express how you feel about your friend of 28 years in a few words. Fortunately, tonight I don't have to. Tonight I'm going to talk about Coach Van Dam. We've been through it all together, Luth. Tough seasons, good seasons, great seasons, and plenty of seasons where we barely won a game. And those were the times we only had each other to believe in. And that belief is what got us here today. We're national champions. And the coach that's as responsible for that as much as I am is sitting right here. No coach in football can predict what a team's offense is going to do like Luther. And nobody can teach his players the fundamentals of tackling, of covering a receiver, and of rushing the passer like Luther Van Dam. You know, most people aren't as lucky as I am. They go to work and it feels like work. I go to work. And I get to spend a day with one of the sweetest men I've ever known. Luther and I have been friends for 28 years. And my greatest desire is that there'll be another 28. You know, he's my right-hand man. He's my best friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Luther Van Dam.
This really is my evening. I'm not used to all this. Wasn't ready for it. You know how much I love all of you. And of course, I love Minnesota State. Being Hayden's right-hand man for these many years has been an incredible experience. He's taught me a lot about football. But most of all, he's taught me a lot about friendship. It's kind of funny. I was ready to leave Minnesota State because of some stupid argument we had. I realized tonight that was wrong. You know, there comes a time in everybody's life when they when they have to find out who they are. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. You have to try to realize your full potential before you lie down. And I know that these are things Hayden understands. So that's why I've decided to accept the position of head coach at Aberdeen College. I want to thank everybody, especially Hayden, for these happy years and this wonderful evening. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.